一家六个孩子，竟无一人能活过39岁。
Six children in a family all died before the age of 39.
在这样一个被贫穷、疾病与死亡阴影笼罩的家庭里，
In a family shrouded in the shadows of poverty, disease, and death,
却奇迹般地诞生了
It miraculously came into being.
三位足以改变世界的女作家。
Three women who can change the world.
1847年
1847
勃朗特三姐妹夏洛蒂
Bolinti, Sanjay, Mazier, Luodine
艾米丽与安妮几乎同时出版了他们的长篇小说
Emily and Anne published their novels almost simultaneously
简爱呼啸山庄与艾格尼斯格雷这三部作品如惊雷般震撼了整个英国文坛
Jane Eyre, Wuthering Heights and Agnes Grey These three works, like thunder, shocked the entire British literary world
有人称之为奇迹
Some call it a miracle
但更确切地说
More accurately
这是三位女性在绝境中对命运发出的最有力的反击。
This is the most powerful counterattack against fate made by three women in desperation.
她们出生于英国约克郡一个清贫的牧师家庭。
They were born in a poor clergyman's family in Yorkshire, England.
夏洛蒂五岁那年
，Charlotte was 5 years old when
母亲便因病离世。
My mother passed away due to illness.
父亲独自抚养六个孩子。
Father raised 6 children alone.
后来
Later,
四个女孩被送进一所教会寄宿学校。
Four girls were sent to a boarding school run by a church.
在那里，没有童年的欢乐。
There is no childhood joy.
只有刺骨的寒冷。
Only the biting cold,
难耐的饥饿
unbearable hunger,
严厉的惩罚
severe punishment,
腐败的食物
rotten food,
潮湿的房间以及蔓延的疾病
damp room and spreading disease.
年幼的夏洛蒂亲眼目睹了家中最年长的两个姐姐玛利亚和伊丽莎白在病痛中相继离世。
Aunt Charlotte witnessed the deaths of her 2 older sisters, Mary and Elizabeth, from illness.
一个年仅11岁
A child only 11 years old.
一个10岁
A 10-year-old.
他们甚至还未来得及真正长大。
They haven't even had a chance to grow up properly.
这段惨痛的经历
This painful experience.
后来成为《简爱》中洛伍德学校的原型。姐姐们去世后
Later, after the death of the sisters in Jane Eyre,
幸存的孩子们回到了位于荒原边缘的牧师住宅。
The surviving children returned to the priest's residence, which was located on the edge of the wasteland.
这座小屋从此变成了夏洛蒂。
This cottage has since become Charlotte's.
艾米丽和安妮三姐妹的整个世界，没有玩伴
，Emily and her 2 sisters have no playmates，
也没有娱乐，陪伴他们的只有父亲书房里堆积如山的书籍。
There was nothing to entertain them except the books piled up in their father's study。
那些书成了他们苦闷生活中唯一的慰藉与乐趣。
Those books became their only solace and joy in their miserable lives.
白天
Daytime
他们安静地读书
They are quietly reading.
夜晚则悄悄在灯下
The night quietly came under the light.
编织着自己的故事
Weaving their own stories.
没人能预料到这三个困在偏远乡村被命运苛待的女孩
No one could have predicted that these 3 girls who were trapped in a remote village and were waiting for their fate
未来会成为英国文坛一座不可逾越的丰碑
it will become an insurmountable monument in the British literary world.
然而
However,
长大后现实的冰冷迅速浇灭了他们年少时的浪漫憧憬。
The cold reality of adulthood quickly extinguished their youthful romantic fantasies.
在十九世纪的英国
In the 19th century in Britain,
贫穷的女性几乎没有选择的余地。
Poor women have almost no choice.
要么嫁人
Either marry,
要么进入富人家中做家庭教师。夏洛蒂选择了后者。
Charlotte chose the latter to become a tutor in a wealthy family.
却很快发现。
However, he soon realized that
所谓的家庭教师
the so-called family tutor
不过是一个识文断字的佣人。
But she was just a literate and literate servant.
被主人呼来喝去
being called and fetched
被孩子肆意刁难。
Being bullied by children.
他明明热爱文学。
He clearly loves literature.
内心拥有一个丰富而辽阔的世界。
A rich and vast world within.
可每天却只能机械地教人弹琴、刺绣。
Every day, I can only mechanically teach people to play the piano and embroider.
他曾在信中写道。
He wrote in a letter that...
我感觉自己的灵魂正在慢慢窒息。
I feel like my soul is slowly suffocating.
即便如此
Even so,
他依旧没有停止写作。
He still hasn't stopped writing.
白天他低头谋生。
During the day, he worked hard to earn a living.
夜晚回到狭小的房间。
Returning to the narrow room at night.
在摇曳的烛光下继续笔耕不辍
Continue writing diligently under the flickering candlelight
二十岁时
At the age of 20
夏洛蒂鼓起勇气
Charlotte mustered her courage
将自己的作品寄给英国著名诗人骚塞
Send your work to the famous British poet Shelley
渴望得到些许认可
I want to get some recognition
然而
However,
等来的却是一句冰冷的答复。
What I expected was a cold reply.
文学不能也不该是女人的事业。
Literature should not be a woman's career.
这句话并未击垮她。
This didn't defeat her.
反而点燃了她骨子里的倔强。
This actually ignited the stubbornness in his bones.
她默默收起信件。
He quietly put away the letter.
重新铺开稿纸。
Unfold the paper.
继续写下去。
Continue writing.
后来，在一个偶然的夜晚。
Later on a chance night.
他无意间发现了妹妹艾米丽藏起来的诗稿。
He accidentally discovered the manuscript hidden by his sister Emily.
他震惊了。那些文字阴郁、狂烈。锋利。
He shocked those who were immersed in dark, intense, and sharp texts.
宛如荒原上的闪电。
Like lightning on a wasteland.
那个平日里沉默寡言。
The one who was usually quiet and reserved.
习惯独处的妹妹，竟在纸上描绘出了如此惊人的灵魂。
The sister who was used to being alone actually drew such a stunning soul on paper.
夏洛蒂忽然意识到
Charlotte suddenly realized
她们并非普通的女孩
They are not ordinary girls.
她们拥有才华
They have talent.
而且是被世界严重低估的才华。
And it is a talent that has been seriously underestimated by the world.
于是
So,
三姐妹决定携手出版作品。
The three sisters decided to collaborate on publishing a work.
为了避开社会对女性作家的偏见。
To avoid the bias against female writers in society.
她们都使用了男性化名。
They all used male names.
甚至拿出仅有的积蓄自费出版诗集。
even go so far as to spend their meager savings to self-publish their poetry collection.
结果，一千册诗集只卖出了两本。
The result was that only 2 copies of the poetry collection were sold.
这次惨败并未让他们退缩。
This defeat didn't make them give up.
反而让他们更加坚定。
Instead, it made them even more determined.
文字是打破命运枷锁的唯一武器。
Words are the only weapon to break free from fate.
于是
So,
三人迅速转向长篇小说的创作。
Three people quickly turned to long-form novel writing.
妹妹艾米丽的《呼啸山庄》和安妮的《艾格尼斯·格雷》先后被出版商接受。
Emily's Wuthering Heights and Anne's Agnes Grey were both accepted by publishers.
而夏洛蒂的教师却一次次被退稿。
However, Charlotte's teacher was repeatedly rejected.
理由无非是不够好。
The reasons are nothing more than being not good enough.
不感兴趣。
Not interested.
不予考虑。
No.
面对一封封巨信。
In the face of the wind, the giant letter.
夏洛蒂没有崩溃。
Charlotte didn't break down.
他只是静静地坐在书桌前。
He was just sitting quietly at his desk.
这个女孩没有父母。
This girl has no parents.
没有美貌。
No beauty.
没有财富。
No wealth.
从小被忽视。
Neglected since childhood.
在冷落中长大
Growing up in the cold.
但他始终没有放弃尊严
But he never gave up his dignity.
他将自己的心声倾注于笔下
He poured his heart and soul into his writing.
塑造了简爱这个角色
Created the character of Jane Eyre.
1847年
1847
简爱出版
Jane Eyre published.
英国文坛瞬间为之震动。
The British literary world was shaken.
因为人们第一次看到这样一位主角，贫穷却不卑微。
Because people first saw such a protagonist who was poor but not humble.
普通却不妥协。
Ordinary but not compromising.
被轻视。
Ignored.
却不放弃自我
But don't give up on yourself.
尤其是那句后来震撼世界的宣言
Especially that later world-shattering declaration.
你以为因为我穷、低微、不美、矮小
You think because I'm poor, low-class, ugly, and short.
我就没有灵魂
I don't have a soul.
没有心吗
Do you have a heart?
你错了。
You're wrong.
我的灵魂和你一样。
My soul is like yours.
我的心也和你完全一样。
My heart is also the same as yours.
那不仅是简爱的心声。
It's not just Jane's voice.
更是夏洛蒂为所有女性发出的呐喊。
This is also a cry for all women.
几乎在同一年。艾米丽的《呼啸山庄》和安妮的《艾格尼斯·格雷》也相继出版。
In almost the same year, Emily's Wuthering Heights and Anne's Agnes Grey were both published.
谁能想到，一个贫穷牧师家庭的三个女儿
？Who would have thought that three daughters of a poor pastor's family
竟能在同一年创作出三部影响世界的文学经典？
To create 3 world-renowned literary classics in the same year.
这在文学史上堪称空前。
This is unprecedented in literary history.
绝后无人能及。
Unbeatable.
然而
However,
命运似乎从未打算善待他们。厄运接踵而至。
It seems that fate has never intended to be kind to them. Misfortunes followed one after another.
一年后
One year later,
弟弟布兰威尔猝然离世。
my brother Brandon passed away suddenly.
不久
Soon,
艾米丽染上肺病。
Emily contracted pneumonia.
年仅三十岁便匆匆离去。
At the age of 30, he left us too soon.
他到死都不知道自己写下的《呼啸山庄》未来会成为英国文学史上最伟大的作品之一。
He never knew that the Thrushwood Manor he wrote would become one of the greatest works in British literature.
三个月后
Three months later,
安妮也被病痛夺去了生命。
Anne was also taken away by illness.
年仅二十九岁
29 years old.
短短一年之内
In just a short year,
三位手足相继离开。
Three of them left one after another.
只剩下夏洛蒂和年迈的父亲。
Only Charlotte and her elderly father remained.
即便如此
Even so,
夏洛蒂依旧没有停止写作。
Charlotte still didn't stop writing.
写作是她对抗苦难的武器。
Writing is his weapon against suffering.
是她安放灵魂的唯一港湾。
It was his only harbor for his soul.
38岁那年
38 years old,
他终于拥有了一段短暂而平静的婚姻。
He finally had a short and peaceful marriage.
丈夫是父亲的助理牧师。
Husband is the assistant pastor of his father.
温厚而真诚。
Kind and sincere.
可命运留给他的温柔
Let fate give him tenderness.
只有短短九个月。
Only 9 months.
1855年夏
In the summer of 1855,
Lottie 病逝。
Lottie is dead.
年仅三十九岁。
Only 39 years old.
那时
Then,
她腹中还怀着孩子。时光流转
He was still carrying the memory of his child in his heart.
三姐妹的才情从未被历史掩埋。
The talents of the three sisters have never been buried by history.
简爱被翻译成几十种语言。
Jane Eyre has been translated into dozens of languages.
影响了一代又一代女性。《呼啸山庄》被公认为英国文学最伟大的小说之一。
Jane Eyre, which has influenced generations of women, is considered one of the greatest novels in English literature.
艾格尼斯·格雷也在文坛占据了一席之地。
Agnes Grey also occupied a place in the literary world.
直到今天
Until today,
人们依然会被勃朗特三姐妹深深震撼。
Ran, men you ran, Hughie, Babel, Langty, Sanjay, May, Shan, Shen, Jen, Han.
因为在那个年代
Because in that era,
女性几乎一无所有
Women have almost nothing.
不能自由表达心声
Cannot freely express one's feelings.
不能主宰自己的命运
Cannot control one's own destiny.
甚至连发表作品都要隐姓埋名。
Even publishing works required them to hide their identities.
不敢展露真实的自己。
Don't show your true self.
可他们偏要打破世俗的枷锁。
But they stubbornly chose to break free from the shackles of the mundane.
用一支笔为自己争来了一席之地。
With a pen, one can establish oneself.
他们的伟大从不只是写下了传世经典。
Their greatness was never just writing down classic works.
更在于即便身处绝境。
More importantly, even in the face of adversity,
依然坚信女性有灵魂。
Still believe that women have souls.
有尊严。
Dignity.
更有选择自己人生的权利。
The right to choose one's own life.
他们用一生证明女性的觉醒。
They proved with their lives that women's awakening is possible.
从不是等待拯救。
Never wait for salvation.
而是在所有人都说不行时。
And when everyone said no,
依然坚定前行。
Still determined to move forward,
不放弃，不妥协。
Don't give up, don't compromise,
不退缩。
Don't back down,
凭自己的思想与信念，夺回人生的方向。
Read back the direction of life with your own thoughts and beliefs.
如果你想从中汲取更多的力量，
If you want to draw more strength from it,
不妨点击我的橱窗，
Please click on my storefront.
读一读他们的作品，
Read their works.
让夏洛蒂的倔强，
Let the stubbornness fall.
艾米丽的野性，安妮的坚韧，
Emily's wildness and resilience,
成为你奋力生长的温暖底气。
Become the warm backing for your vigorous growth.